Hmong people make up the largest group of Asians in Milwaukee. In fact, the Hmong population across the state is the third largest in the country behind California and Minnesota. In the 1980s, after the Vietnam War, Hmong were resettled in the U.S. Many left the country of Laos after siding with Americans in the fight against communism. Yesterday, WUWM's Latoya Dennis introduced us to a Hmong family in Milwaukee. Today, she talks with UW-Milwaukee historian Chia Vang about the Hmong experience here.
What is different about Wisconsin in comparison to Minnesota is that in Wisconsin, the Hmong population is pretty spread out. You will find Hmong people all over the state. So Hmong presence, in a way, is felt throughout the state much more explicitly than in places like in Minnesota. People always ask why would they choose to come to places like Wisconsin, right? But when refugees are in the camp, they actually don't choose where they want to go. In fact, most refugees have no idea where these states are and no frame of reference. But the way refugee resettlement worked back then and now is that for the refugees, in order for them to come to the United States, they have to have a sponsor. So sponsors typically are individual families or churches that, you know, have a number of families that would volunteer to help the refugees.
Does the Hmong population here skew old or young?
The vast majority of the Hmong are, you know, pretty young, I think probably under 50. That is because the immigrant generation and, you know, the second generation as well tend to have larger families. It's pretty typical to still have Hmong families that are 4 or 5 children. It's still, you know, much higher than the national average number of children that American families have.
Why is that?
In the Asian context, having a large number of children is considered, you know, wealth, right? And that if you can have many children, it's security for old age too. So when you're old, you have, you know, multiple children to take care of you because there's no social security system there. And also people have more children because the survival rate is lower, right? And so they need to have more children in order for you know, more to survive. But I also think that the higher, just like in, you know, larger society, the higher of an education a woman has, the fewer children that she would have.
Someone once told me that Hmong people here make it into the so-called middle class faster than other minority groups. Is that true?
The percentage of Hmong people who were on public assistance in the 80s was very high. I think here in Wisconsin, over 60%. Within just a generation, you have less than 20% who are now receiving any public assistance. So the vast majority of people are working or owning businesses. When you compare Hmong people to where they began, I think the number of middle-class Hmong people has increased dramatically. We are still considered one of the poorest among Asians in this country, right? But when we compare Hmong people to ourselves and where we were and where we're at now, it's, I think, a dramatic change.
I've heard people describe the Hmong community here as closed off. What's your take on that?
There is a truth to this stereotype that we are a very family-oriented community and we try to help each other and pool our resources and we try not to let people go hungry. And then when there are issues that we try to our best to solve them before, you know, they go somewhere else, it's a generational issue, in my opinion, because you have a lot of elders who, you know, they couldn't seek outside support because of language barriers, right? Professionals of a variety of sectors didn't speak Hmong, and so people couldn't seek services in those areas. So they tended to rely on family support. For a lot of younger Hmong Americans, they're much more comfortable speaking to, you know, others who may be able to support them in ways that maybe family members couldn't.
Chia Vang is a historian at UW-Milwaukee. She is also Hmong, and her family was resettled in the Twin Cities area. Vang spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis.